Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Shavuos is dedicated b'schus Rufua Shleima from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
We're learning Maseches Shavuos Daf Chav Zayin. The Mishnah says, Nishba levant la samitzah v'loy bitel pater. If soul makes a shavua to be mevatel a mitzvah, not to fulfill a mitzvah, and he did not fulfill a shavua, he wasn't mevatel the mitzvah, he's pater, l'kayim v'lekiyim pater, and who would then if he made a shavua to fulfill the mitzvah, also, and even if he didn't, he wasn't Mekayim the Shua Potter. So the Giris in the Mishnah that we have is, Shayyabedin Shayyachayiv. Really, in Svara, you'd say that Nishba Lekayim is Chayiv. Kedivir Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, because Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira had a Kalva Chaymer. If even your Shus, which is not Mishba of Mar Sinai, is Chayiv, so Kolshkin and Mitzvah, which is already Mishba, should be Chayiv. So in that, the Rabbanan answered that Bashuas or Shus is also Malaf Kehain, and Shuas Mitzvah is Lois Malaf Kehain. So we have the Mishnah Machlokes by Nishba Levatalas Mitzvah. Everyone holds that you're not obligated to keep your Shvuah, and you don't get a carbon Shvuah for not keeping your Shvuah Levatalas Mitzvah. And Nishba Lekayim Mitzvah is a Machlokes to Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. And the Gemara brings another drasha. The Mishnah brings a drasha of Lav Kehain, and the Gemara brings a drasha of Lahara Lahetiv, Ma'ara Rishus, Afatav Rishus, a whole Arichus in the Gemara. Now Taisus clears to be geiris what Rashi's shayl de girsa. Rashi's loigash sin and div Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, because Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira holds that nishba lekayim v'loikiyim mischayiv. So how could the Mishnah say div Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? But Taisus is mekayim the girsa of div Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and he makes a chilek between what type of a mitzvah nishba lekayim. If you nishba lekayim a mitzvah saseh, then Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira holds, if you don't do the mitzvah say you nishba lekayim, you chayiv a carbon shvua. Masha'en kain, if you nishba lekayim a mitzvah loisa say, there Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira holds, then it's not a shvua. And Taisus says, because ain't a sechal lisser. In other words, a shvua to be mekayim a mitzvah say, there it doesn't pass the din of ain't a sechal lisser. So mele a shvua to mekayim and a say is a shvua, and the shvua is chal, and you chayiv a carbon. Rasha'en kain is shvua to mekayim aloysa say, there the loysa say is already awesome, it's sadi isser, so the shvua is not going to be meisif anything because ain't is the chal isser. Now, Taisus earlier, on the Afchafa Medbeis, the Bemaskel Dechilei Nadar, he's mashma, not like what he says here, he's mashma, according to Yehuda ben Beseira, even by a mitzvah loysa say, it is chal. And according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, you don't say ain't is the chal isser. And the Gilei Nashas points out the steer in Taisus in, that Taisan Chafa Mebeis says that according to Yehuda ben Beseira, even in a case when you make a shua to Mekayim, Eloisa say it's chal, you don't say in Issachal Lisser. Rashenke, and here Taisan Chav Zayin says that according to Yehuda ben Beseira, it's not chal, in Issachal Lisser. And he also points out that Rashi and Avdalan and Aleph is also mashmah that way. Rashi and Avdalan and Aleph says that the reason why when you make a shua shla'echel and you make another shua shla'echel, it's not chal, is because it's a nishba l'kayim as a mitzvah. And he brings the limud that we have by Nishba Lekayim as a mitzvah spotter. And he doesn't say that even Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira will be masking. Even without the limud, you have a parsha that didn't have any sechal lisser. Taisus Rashi holds like Taisus on Chafa Midbeis. Now he said over this svar earlier, Nishan Daf Chav Dalid, what is a svar that you should say that you don't say in sechal lisser? What's a svar not to say in sechal lisser? L'chari in sechal lisser that didn't call it Terikula, that you can't have one Isser be Chal and another Isser. So why by Shvua wouldn't you say the din of Ein Isser Chal Isser? So Rabbi Chanan, in Kaivet Tzara, Simon Lama Gimel, he says in Svara that the Isser Shvua is different than other Isserim. He brings a Taisus in Gittin that the Isser Shvua is a Pshat Chil Nibur. The Isser Shvua is not that the Chayfetz itself has a Pesachalos Isser. The Isser Shvua is Chil Nibur. So male, the Etzem Achil is not Osser. The issue of the Achille is a day of the Achille being Mechal the Dibur. So even though they both happen by the swallowing, but it's two completely different Isurim. He makes a dimyan to a case where it says, if you have, let's say, a tray for food, there's a Mishnah in Krisus, which is Chayiv Karasan, Chaylev, Mekdashim, Neisir, and then Rav Meir says, let's say it's Shabbos, and you're carrying it out in your mouth to Rosh Hashanah, and the swallowing, it is Anocha, so Meli Chayiv another Chattis for Chil Shabbos. So why don't you say in Issachal Lisser that the Heresu was already Asr, the Gemara that goes through each one, Issachal Lisser Meisif Ukadema, Why don't you have a nisachal lissus? Why don't you have a nisachal lissus legabe chil Shabbos? The Teretz is pashit. Chil Shabbos is not a nisar achil of a chalal. It's a nisar to carry. It can't be a nisachal lissus. It happens to be the carrying and the eating came at the same time. That's the way he did the anoch of the carrying al yidei the swallowing. But there's not a nisachal lissus. It's two different shemus. So who adin legabe shmuah tainis ubelchanan? The issa is chil nibur. The issa is not that you shaft the chaloy sisser. The issue is that you mean mechal the deeper of the shvua. So male doesn't pass the net and nisachal lisser. Balkabanim is a machlokes rishenim. Tais is here saying according to Rudy Ben Maseir that you say in nisachal lisser legabe shvua, that even though nishba lekayim is chayiv and not by nishba lekayim alaysa say that is a din of a nisachal lisser. So male the din would dafkabi by nishba lekayim as I say to sit in a sukkah kadaima, it's not an issa, you don't say an nisachal lisser. But Tais is earlier and Rashi. And Rashi Lechai here also holds that way. That says you always say that Nishba Lechayim is Chayiv, because there is no din of Venis and Chal Isser, and could be the Svar is like a Bechanan and Chayiv Tzaharis, that the din Shvua, the Isser Shvua, is a different type of Isser. It's not a Chalois Isser on the Chayivitz, it's a Isser of Chil Dibur. Now, Rabbi Kmega there in Gilyan Ashastin, at Afchafim and Beis, he asks a Kasha, he wants to bring a Raya, there is a din of Venis and Chal Isser by Shvua also. Because he says like this, the Gemara in Makis, Daf Chav Beis, the Mishnah there had said that you can have a case where somebody is plows one furrow, Yesh Chayrish, tell him Echad, V'chayvo Mishim Shmai Neshemais, he can get 8 Malkis for plowing one furrow. If it's Yom Tif, and he's a Kayin, and an Azur, and a Beis HaKvaris, and then it's Shar V'chamar, and then Mukdash and Ol Gemara. So the Gemara says, I have another case. He made a Shmua that he won't make a Charisha on Yom Tif. So mainly he can get another lav, another malchus, for being violating his shvua. So the Gemara says, no, because it's mushbavay mar sinai. It's mushbavay mar sinai, and mainly he won't get malchus. So that Gemara clearly says, by a case of nishba l'kayim is a mitzvah, a case where, this no matter mitzvah's lays to say, a case where he said a shvua that he won't plow on Yom Tov, that there's a din of mushbavay mar sinai, and he does not get malchus. Chazakter b'kivega like this. If you're going to say that the aside of Nishba L'Kayim as a mitzvah is totally in the Machlokes, you're going to be mistaken in the Rabbanan. So Kum Dais, even the Rabbanan that say it's Pater, they say it's Pater because of Xerius HaKasav. L'Harai L'Hetiv is Xerius HaKasav in the parasha of Karban Shvua. And it's not Issu B'Lav V'Hein. So Akebi Kvega, the Gemara early in the Afchafei Medeiz is Mavur, that Issu B'Lav V'Hein is only a chasar in Lagabi Karban. It's not a chasar in Lagabi Malkus. As there is Mavur in the Gemara of Chafei Midbeis. The Gemara Lagabi Lo Yenachti Tfilin Ayayim. And the Shaila is it Issu B'Lav Ba? The Gemara says that Lagabi Malkus, you don't need Issu B'Lav Ba. So you see that the miyutim that we have, Issu B'Lav V'Hein, Issu B'Lav Ba, is Altsman Egeya Karban. Lagabi Malkus, you don't have such a miyut. It's in the parish of Karban Shu with his miyutim. Ay Nefesh Yisishav Levatis Asayim Lahari Lehetiv. But Lagabi, the Malkus, Lachal Devarei, whatever the Malkus is, Lashov Vishmi Lashmaker, there they don't have these chalukim. We find in the Gemara in Malkus, like we said, that you don't get Malkus. The Gemara Malkus was clearly not talking about carbon, it's talking about Malkus. So you find in the Gemara in Malkus that someone makes a Shvuah Shlechish Biant if he doesn't get Malkus on the Shvuah because his Mushbevaimin. If you're going to say that it's telling the Machlokes, we didn't say in the Rabbanan, that means even the Rabbanan only patur alsuk pasuk, so memela aibazay should only be a p'tur carbon, it shouldn't be a p'tur malchus. Elamai, you have to say there's a din of enisachal lisser, because enisachal lisser, that would be for malchus also, enisachal lisser, you can't make a shvua chal, enisachal lisser, can't be chal on the yis of charisha b'yant if you made a shvua. Mashenkin, if you're going to say that there's no such thing as enisachal lisser legabi shvua. And that's why, according to Rabbi Ben Maseri, you're telling me you are chayiv a carbon. So, even according to Rabbanan that says you're not chayiv a carbon, he has Xeris Akasav, but that would only be legabe carbon. That wouldn't be legabe malchus. And since the Gemara says even legabe malchus is a raif in the Gemara that you do say an issachal lissa by carbon, by shvua, so memela by nishba lekayim mitzvahs leisa say everyone should agree that there's a ptur because of an issachal lissa. Atkan Rabbi Kivega. So he lies with the Shverkite on Taisus and Chafam and Beis and Rashi and Nafdalid that holds that you don't say Nisachal Lisser Legabe Shvua. But the emes is, that brings up another big machloikis Rishenim. In this din, the Mishnah says that Nishba L'Kayim is a mitzvah V'Loi Kiyim is Pater. What does that mean? By Nishba L'Kayim is a mitzvah V'Loi Kiyim is Pater, is it only a Pter Malgus? Is it only a Pter Karbon? Or is it even a Pter Malgus? Is the Mishnah Dafka Pter Karbon like a Bikvegin Amzon? Or no, maybe the Mishnah is also telling it is a Pter Malgus. The Machlekes is, it's a Machlekes Balamar and Ban here, in the third parak of Shavuos, it's also Machlekes Ran and Rosh in the first parak of Nedar, Nafches. The Baal Amar, at the end of the parak, says exactly like Rabbi Kiveger. The Baal Amar says, he says like this, V'chaim v'nishba l'kayim mitzvahs loysa say, ein alav shum oynish shvua bein b'shekayim ha-bein b'shebitla. When someone makes a shvua to mekayim a mitzvahs loysa say, there's no oynish, there's neither carbon nor malchus when he makes a shvua to mekayim a mitzvah loisaseh. He brings the same raya from the Gemara Makis. And he says, and what's the pshat in the Gemara of Mushvay Mar Sinai? But that's when he makes a shvua lekayim a mitzvah loisaseh. However, when he makes a shvua l'kayim mitzvah say, zok de Baal Amar, b'shvua l'kayim mitzvah say, ha-shvua v'ne d'chol nov l'malkus, avaloi l'karbon, v'sheinim b'la v'hein. L'mi et ha-kosev ela b'karbon, d'ksib el-har l'hetiv. When a person makes a shvua to m'kayim a mitzvah say, so then, the shvua is chal for malkus, but not for karbon. The p'tur is only a p'tur karbon, and k'muvan, that's only according to Rabbanan, according to Rebbe Ben Maseir. It's even chalin in carbon. So Baal Amar holds exactly like Rabbi Kiveger. Now, any time you make a shvua l'kayim mitzvahs loisa say, it's not chal altogether. Not for carbon, not for malchus. And l'chayim means it's not even according to Rabbi Meseir either. Because it's a different din. It's a din of einis l'chalis. It's nothing to do with the machlokes Rabbi Meseir and their abundant. And the raya was the same raya of Rabbi Kiveger brought from Malchus. Mamish the Baal Amar. Shvua shleachos b'yamdiv. The Gemara says mushvay marsini. When the Gemara is talking about l'gabi Malchus also. Vayis this is a din of einis l'chalis. And when you make a shvua to mekayim a mitzvah say, there all there is a p'tur karbon. Lesser b'la v'hein is a p'tur karbon. There is no p'tur malchus. If he doesn't keep the shvua, he does get malchus. It's just a p'tur karbon. But the Melchamis says, at the end of the parak, at the end of the long shtickle, v'ilu b'shuas ena ken, he says, sh'afil l'kayim mitzvah say, ena chalos loyal l'karbon v'loyal l'malchus. The yalachal dvarei, k'siv, v'chaz ha'shvayim, ena b'chal, so the Ramban holds that Nishba l'kayim is a mitzvah, and l'chayim means dafka koin to Rabbanan of Rabbi Ben Maseira, is a p'tur from both carbon and malchus. So mainly you don't have a raya that is b'chlal a din of einis l'chal alisser according to the Ramban, because the etzem din of Nishba l'kayim is a mitzvah is a p'tur malchus l'shitasai. And you find Mamish Yisei Machlaikis in Masech Nesedarim Dafches between the Ran and the Rosh on the page. They have the Pirish of the Ran, the Pirish of the Rosh on the blot. The Gemara there goes like this. The Gemara says, Amrav Gidol Mirav, Minayin Shenishbon L'kayim Es HaMitzvah, Shenem Nishbadi V'akeyem Elishu Mishbetei Tzidkecha. Now how do you know there's a din that you make a shvua to M'kayim HaMitzvah? You learn that from a passing until Nishbadi V'akeyem Elishu Mishbetei Tzidkecha. So Mara asks, Kashav Loi Mushu V'ayim Mar Sinayim. So the Gemara answers, "Al ha'kamash on the shorli inish lezuzei nafshei." The Gemara's kash is mush v'ayim mar Sinai. The Gemara's teretz is shorli linish lezuzei nafshei. What's pshat in the Gemara? So the Ran says the pshat's like this: Avad the Gemara knew that there's a p'tur carbon, but there is a chiyav malchus because a p'tur carbon is learned that from the har lahetiv, and that's only memayit carbon. It's not memayit malchus. But the Gemara thought, "What's of Gittel teaching you nishbon l'kayim es mitzvos to tell you?" That it's a shvua l'gabi malchus, that's not a chiddush. There's no mean l'gabi malchus. So elamai, he means to say a chiddush, that it's even a p'tur l'gabi carbon, it's even a shvua l'gabi carbon. But that's not true. It's mushvah marsina here. We have a gemara here, the nishba l'kayim v'lekim is pata l'gabi carbon. So what's the pshat that it means, that nishba l'kayim is a mitzvah? So the gemara says, you're right. Avad that it's a shvua l'gabi carbon, not l'gabi malchus. He's not trying to tell you it's a shvua. He's trying to tell you, Shari Yinish Lezuzei Nafshei. As though you shouldn't make shuas. But if you're doing it to Mekayim Mitzvahs, then it's a good thing to make shuas. You see, David HaMelech makes shuas. Nishbati v'keim, Lekayim Mitzvah Tzidkecha, it's a good thing to make shuas. So the Ran holds clear that it is a shvua. It's a shvua legabe malchus. It's only a p'tur carbon. And when the Gemara asked the kasha, mushvayim marsineu, the Gemara just meant that the Gemara thought he meant this b'chal. It's a complete shvua. So that the Gemara says, not true. It's not a shvua legabe carbon. And that the Gemara says, no, you're right. It's not a complete shvua. It's not a shvua legabe carbon, only legabe malchus. But still, the Gemara, the chiddush is sharinish lezuzin afshe. So that's like the Balamar. The Nishbul Akayim is only a Ptur Karban, not a Ptur Malkus. Mashenkin the Rosh Eifenart. It's clear, it's not a Shmuel Bechlal. And he says that what's the Chiddush Sharla Lejuzi Nafshe? The Chiddush is, that's not called Meitzi Shem Shemayim Levatola. Or if you didn't say it with a shame, you would think, Stam, you shouldn't make this Shmu, even though it's not a Shmuel. Kadeshli is straggled to make Shmuel, said in case it would be considered a Shmuel. But the Rosh is Mefurish, that the Meat is a Meat, Lagabe Malkus as well. So it's a machlokes rishonim. The Baal Amor here in Shavuos and the Ran in the Dorim, they hold the meat of Lekayim as a mitzvah is dafka meat legabe carbon. But it's not a meat for Malkus. So how would they learn the Gemara in Makis dafka of Beis that says it's Shavuos Lechosh Biyantiv, it's Mushba V'aymid Mar Sinai, and that's going legabe Malkus? So the Baal Amor says, Klar, because they nisachal lisser, and that's what the Ran should hold, and that's how Taisus here holds. The Lagabi Nishba Lakai Mrs. Loisa say there's a din of Venisachal Lisser. Mashain Kane, the Ramban, and Melchamis over here at the end of the Perek, and the Rosh on the page in the Dorim, they hold it's not a Shavua Bechlal, not for Malkus and not for Korban. And the emphasis is there's a little difference between the Rat and the Ramban and the Rosh. The Ramban holds that there are two Psukim. There's a Pasuk here that's Shemai Lakai Mrs. Mitzel or Elehitiv. And there's a pasuk that's Ramayit Lekayim Es HaMitzvah from Layachal Devorah V'meichel L'chefzi Shemayim. Now, the Yistaka Neming under B'kivegas Anachi, you need two psukim, one for Karban, one for Malkus, but you have another pasuk. There's another pasuk by Malkus, Meichel L'chefzi Shemayim. The emes is by Nishba Levatel Es HaMitzvah. It's often a Gemara in the Dorim after Zayin Amid Beis. The Yistaka need two psukim. You need one for Karban, one for Malkus. Layachal Devar Vamechul Lechavsi Shemayim is a pasuk talking about Nishba Levatel as a mitzvah legabe Malkus. And Lahari Lahetiv is talking about Nishba Levatel as a mitzvah legabe Karban. But there are two psukim takarik. Mar says that Mefurish and the Zayinim of Beis, you Zayinim and Aleph and Darim, that you need two psukim to pat the Nishba Levatel as a mitzvah. The Ramban says the same two psukim apply to Nishba Lekayim as a mitzvah, the same thing. The Lahari Lahetiv legabe Lekayim as a mitzvah, like Agamar says. And Layachal Devarai is only Devarai, not Chayfzi Shemayim, is going on the Kayim as a mitzvah also. But the other Rishayim hold no, that Layachal Devarai Vamechel Chayfzi Shemayim is only Lagabin Ishbal of Atal as a mitzvah. Reuven Gazovsky mentions this in Simon Yon Aleph in Nedarim. And the Drosh is Layachal Devarai, only when it's Devarai you can't be Mechel. But Avamechel Chayfzi Shemayim, you'll have to be Mechel when you're Nishbal of Atal as a mitzvah. But they hold Lagabin of Atal as a mitzvah, you need two psukim taka. You need one pasuk for Karban, one pasuk for Malkus. But Lekayim is a mitzvah, the pasuk that's Ramayit Karban is Ramayit Malkus as well. As I is Mefurish in the Rosh Day in the Darim Dafches, that he says that you learn from Lahari Lehetiv that it's not a Shvuah, and it's not a Shvuah altogether. And as I state Mefurish in Rashi in Malkus Dafchav Beis, on the Gemara that says that Shvuah Shlechish Miyantiv is Mushvah Mar Sinai, so Rashi says, Mika Chayel Leh, Havle Nishvah Shle Yavatel Mitzvah, the nafkla milahar lehetiv v'shvuah steinzu shvuah. Mefurish in Rashi, that here the pasuk of lahar lehetiv, which is said by Karban, is telling you it's not a shvuah for Malkus either. It's taka bissel shver. Why by levatel as a mitzvah, or the Gemara before, by issa b'la v'hein, or issa b'la ba, there we say it's only for Karban, not for Malkus. And by lekayim as a mitzvah, we say that it's not a shvuah altogether, not for Karban, not for Malkus. Now, Kenzayin the svara is that by Nishba Lekayim, the Chazal understood the Pasuk like the Gemara's Lashon Kasei, the Mushav Ha'imid Mar Sinai. You can't make a Shvuah, it doesn't fit. Nishba Levatel is a Pshat, you can't make a Shvuah because it's Seisir Har Sinai. So you need one Pasuk for Karban, one Pasuk for Malkus. Here the Pshat is a Chamshayna Shvuah. I can't make a Shvuah because I have a Shvuah already. If you have a Pasuk telling you that a Shvuah doesn't work when you have a Shvuah already, the Pshat is that there is no Shvuah. Ain't shvua chal al shvua. It's not shaykh for the shvua to be chal v'chlal. It's b'chal not considered a shvua. And so Reb Shmuel Rizovsky on the Darim Dafches in the Shur Reb Shmuel, he explains this svar why by nishba levatel as a mitzvah it's considered a Shavua Shav. You get Malkus al Shavua Shav, and Ishmael Kaimus a mitzvah is not called a Shavua Shav. I mean, if you hold as a Shavua Lagabi Malkus, it's good. If you hold like the Ran and the Balamor, it's very good. But if you hold like the Rosh and the Ramban, that's not a Shavua altogether, so why isn't there Malkus al Shavua Shav? And Ishna then, he brings out this Nakuda that some Rishayin of the Ridvan, the Meiri, learned that the Chiddush of the Gemara and Malkus of Nishpati Vakaima Lishma Lishma Mitzvah Tzidkecha that teaches you that Nishbon Lakaimus and Mitzvah, the Chiddush is that it's not called the Shavua Shav. But the funny thing is, the Ramban and the Rosh, they don't seem to hold that's a Chiddush Bechlal. They say the Chiddush is that it's not Mitzvah Shem Shemayim Levatola. The Chiddush is that you shouldn't be misragal. It's not a problem that being misragal in Shavuos. Why don't you say it's a big Chiddush? Maybe there should be an Issa Deraisa Shavua Shav here. Rice is old, it's not even a Chiddush. So he says it's smart. Nishba Levatol Zipshat, it's a Shavua. It's an illegal Shavua. It's a Shavua that can't be Chal. We don't allow you to make such a Shavua. It's Levatol as a mitzvah. So that's a Shavua Shav. Now, Shengen Nishba Lekayim, the problem is it's not a Shavua. Machen a Shavua. You can't make a Shavua because there's a Shavua there already. And Shavua Chal a Shavua. So if it's not a Shavua Bechal, it can't be a Shavua Shav. So now I would explain this Nakuda, why by Nishba Lekayim is different Nishba Levatol. If the Torah says a Shavua is an illegal Shavua, we're not going to recognize the Shavua. So you need one pasuk for Karban, one pasuk for Malkus. It's two parashiyos. Maybe it's not a good Shavua for Karban, but it is a good Shavua for Malkus. If the Torah says it's Ken Shavua Nisht, it's Bechlal not a Shavua, you already have a Shavua. So Mele, who are din, who are Tam for Malkus? It's the same thing. It's not a Shavua, it's not Shach, such a Shavua. So let's get over what we said now. We said we started with the Machlokes Rishayim, a Steven Taisus, a Machlokes and Taisus, Lachayah Dafcha, Zayin to Dafchav. If according to Rabbi Ben Maseir that says that Nishba Lekayimus emits as a Shavua and Yechayev a Karban, is that in all cases, or Dafka by a key emits as say, where there is not a din of an Issachal Lisser. Mashenge by a key emits as Lisser say, there's a din of an Issachal Lisser. And we said, and Bechanan says a Svar, why there shouldn't be an Issachal Lisser, because the Isser is. That's the Issa. The Mice is also here. The Issa is Chil Dibur. But I'll go upon him. That's the Machlokes Rishayim. And Rabbi Kedega brings a Raya that you see that even Lagabe Malkus is a din by Nishba Lekayimus a mitzvah. It's not Chal. You see from the Gemara Makis Tafkov Beis, the Shavuos Le'echesh B'yontif, it's not Chal. He doesn't get Malkus. So it's a Raya to Nissa Chal Issa. We said the Balamar Mamish says that. But it's telling the Machlokes Rishayim. Because the Balamar and the Ran that learn that Nishba Lekayimus a mitzvah is dafka legabe karban. And by Nishba Lekayimus a mitzvah, Yitaka do get Malkus. So what's the pshat in the Gemara in the Afchav Beis and Malkus, you don't get Malkus. But hechach, you have to make a chulub to Nekiyam Asay and Nekiyam Laisasay, that by Nekiyam Laisasay, it's worse to say Nisachal Lisser. Mashayin Kain, the Ramban, and the Rosh hold that Nishba Lekayimus a mitzvah is a din both by karban and by Malkus. It's Bechal that considered a Shavua. It's not a Shavua Bechal. So I bazai. That's it, Ikalun the Gemara and Makis. Not I'll say Nisachal Lissa, but the Pshat is that Lahar Lahetiv, or the Ramban Oz Leachal Devarai, the Mechel Lechavsi Shemaim, teaches you that it's not a Shavua Bechlal. But according to Udim Seir, it doesn't hold of Nishba Lekayim as a mitzvah, like Abed Abtur Karban, so he holds it is a Shavua, so who would then, you wouldn't say Nisachal Lissa, and Yitaka would get Malkus. Now, one more very geshmak in the Kudam, Aksais and Simenai and Gimel, Sif Cotton Hay. The Ksais brings the Chazeya Tnufa, in that Shuva Svarim Sefer called the Chazeya Tnufa, that says the following. That says, normally, when someone owes money, and he doesn't have enough money to pay, and he's able to sell his household items to pay the loan, there's a din Mesajin L'malchayiv, we're not Mechayiv him to sell his household items. Bezin makes a Seder. Bezin allows him, decides exactly what he could keep, the things he needs, his necessities he's allowed to keep. And he's allowed to maintain his former standard of living, and everything else he has to give for the chayiv, masajin lebal chayiv. So the Chazei Tufa says that's only when he didn't make a shvua. But in his case, let's say a guy made a shvua that'll pay. If he made a shvua that'll pay up the chayiv, so then there's no din of masajin for a shvua. A shvua you have to do, so he's going to have to sell his house and his furniture and all the things, even the necessities, so as not to mevatel the shvua. It's not pikuach nefesh. He could live, he could find a place to live. He could live in a lower standing house. So, like I've been in the midst of Prius Balchayim, like I've been the Chiv Mum and the Chayshin Mishpat, there's a limit to how much you're Mechayiv The pshat is, you have a nice house, you have nice furniture, you're not mechuyev to sell them. You can maintain the standard of living, and you don't have to pay the chayiv. You can wait till you get enough money to pay the chayiv. Now, Shengen, if you made a shvua, if you made a shvua, it's a different story. A shvua, you have to mekayim, he'll have to sell his house and his furniture and live in a much lower standard house because of the shvua. So the achrayim ask on the chazeya tenufa, the marit, what happened to the din of the shvua shouldn't be chal? It's nishba lekayim as a mitzvah. Nishba lekayim as a mitzvah, priest b'chayiv is a mitzvah, so the shvua shouldn't be chal. So Mechet Esel have to go and be Mechayim is Shvua. Yeah, so the Ksais talks about maybe because since the Shvua is Mechayiv more, so it's more than Lekayim is a mitzvah. But the Ksais says something else. The Ksais says really, Nishba Lekayim is a mitzvah, Zak the Ksais, is only a Ptur Karban. He brings the Balamar, and he brings the Ran and Adarim, the Afches, that the Rishayim say, the Balamar and Shvuas and the Ran and Adarim hold, that Nishba Lekayim is a mitzvah, only a Ptur Karban. There's still a Chiv Malkus. Sayna Chinami has a Ptur Karbim, and I'll say, Chiv Malkus, even Chiv to sell the house. Okay, that's Pashit. But then he says a very big Chiddush. He says, even according to the Ramban, that holds that there is no Chiv Malkus either, the Ramban, and I don't know if he had the Rosh that we have, but the Rosh also, like we're saying, holds there is no Chiv Malkus, and Pashit says, Rashi and Malkus also holds. So Lahari Lahaytiv holds there is no Chiv Malkus, but Zakhtar says, even so, I think you are Mechiv to Mekayim the Shvuah. It's just a Ptur Malkus. It's a Ptur Karbin. There's a Ptur Malkus. But Avada you Mechuyiv to Mekayim the Shvuah. Because he says, if you're not Mechuyiv to Mekayim the Shvuah, so the Gemara there says, Shari Linish Lizruze Nafshei. That's what you learn from the Pasuk, Nishbati Vakeema, Nishbal Mekayim Esamitz, is a Shari Lizruze Nafshei. Where's the Zerus? How are you going to be more motivated to do the mitzvah because of the Shvuah if you have absolutely no Chiyiv to Mekayim the Shvuah? Elamai, the Ramban has to agree. Avada is no chiv. Karban, everyone holds that way, and the Ramban says no chiv Malkus either. It's only up to Malkus. Avada is still mechuyiv to Mekayim the Shvuah. So mainly you'd be mechuyiv to sell the whole house also. That's also part of your chiv to Mekayim the Shvuah. That's tiny the Ksais. So now, Fikayam, Chelagal, Simlam, Vav is very bothered with the Ksais. Where would this chiv come from? How could you have a chiv to keep the Shvuah if there's no Malkus and no Lav? There's no Karban and no Lav? So Kumtais Liakal Devar is not going on this. Not going on a Shvu L'Kayim as a Mitzvah. And the Parish of Karban Shvu is not going on this. So where would the Chiyiv come from? Ashver Izach. And either Ksais Tain is, it has to be that way. Because if it wouldn't be that there's a Chiyiv to keep a Shvua, so what's the Zerus? What's the Nishbati V'Kayim L'Kayim Mishtei Tzidkecha? What's the Zerus B'Chalal? Nishbati V'Kayim Emin Lishba Mishtei Tzidkecha. What's the Zerus B'Chalal? If you're not mechuyev to Mekayim the Shvuah. So the stipula and Simon Yud and Adarim, he tain is not like the Ksais. He says the Ramban is mashman, the Loshan of the Ramban, the Loshan of the Ran that say that it's not called a Skar Shem Shemayim Levatola. It's mashman's mechal, not a Shvuah. So where's the Zeres? So he said when he was younger, the stipula had written the Sefer Shari Tvuna, and there he wrote the Mechuda de Keteretz. He says a lot of times, you know why people don't do a mitzvah? Because the Eitz Sarah tells him it's not a mitzvah, not mechuyev to do it. They have it by your head to the reason, that's the reason why they're not mechuyev to do it. So when you make a shvua, then you tell the Eitz Sarah, 1 second, Yiman of Shach. If I'm mechuyev to do it, so I'm mechuyev to do it. Elamai, you're tining, I'm not mechuyev to do it. So I bazai, then my shvua is going to be chal. So now I'm going to lose any by your head to that's going to say that I'm not mechuyev to do it. In case I'm not mechuyev to do it, I have a shvua then. So the Shvua, on the Tzad of Mechuyiv to do it, the Shvua is talking nothing at all. But the Shvua works as Yuzay, because the Yetzar is going to come with a tiny, I'm not Mechuyiv. Oh, if I'm not Mechuyiv, so it's not an Ishbul Akayim, it's a mitzvah. So Melad and Mechuyiv Mitzad the Shvua. Hashem Nechat. I mean, you could say Bemisim Balabatish. You could say Stam, because people, generally speaking, they find, even if the Torah wouldn't be Mechayiv a Shvua, someone made a Shvua, he made a vow. He made an oath that he'll do the mitzvah. Of course that's going to be a big motivation to keep his word. He doesn't want to go back on his shvuah, even if it has no halachic significance. But to explain the Ksais wants to say there is an Isser. Even though there's no Malkus and Karban, there is an Isser. What's the Isser? So I saw in the Teresh Shmuel from Amalcha Rosenman from Lakewood, you could say two things. You could say that the Isser Nemtzach Taka from this Pasuk. This Pasuk is what teaches you the Isser. Nishbati v'akeyem alishma mishpetei tzidkecha is a pasuk telling you that there's such a thing of a shvuah l'kayimus mitzvah. It's not a shvuah midaraisa. It's not a shvuah for carbon or for malchus. It's a shvuah midivrei kabbalah. It's a shvuah for shteid and tilum. It's such a thing as a shvuah. But that shvuah is taka mechayiv. That shvuah is mechayiv. That's why it's a shvuah ziris. The Ritva is mashma that way. The Ritva says shvuah chol al ki mitzvah say midarav gidul. Ukadisiv nishbati v'kema. There's the Ritva mamash at the end of the first parak of the Darim. So it's mashma klar in the Ritva, this nekuda, that there's a chiv, mitzad rev gidol, mitzad de pasuk nishbati v'kema, that's why it's chal. He says it's chol al mitzvah say midar rev gidol. Avada, he's saying l'chaya, that there's no malchus and no carbon, otherwise you don't need rev gidol. But in rev gidol state, anayi chaloi shvua, a shvua al nishbati v'kema. That's one mahalach he could say in the Ksais. Another mahalach I saw there, in the Atar Shmuel, is a very interesting Shuvas Rimagash, Simon Kuvchavav. Two people made a shvua to each other, b'shtar. They wrote a shvua on a piece of paper. So the shaila is that they have to keep the shvua that they wrote on a piece of paper. So the Rimagash there says that midine adam, there's no chiyuv b'chlal, because it says that shvua you need tzarech levati b'smasa, we had before in the Gemara. And Avchavavim Bey is going to believe it. Tzarech Sheitzi B'sasav Shneim Levatav Esvasayim. But he says, B'dinei Shemayim, they have to keep the Shvuah. B'dinei Shemayim, they have to keep the Shvuah. What's the pshat in this Rimagash? They wrote a Shvuah on a piece of paper. It's not a Shvuah because you need Bitis V'sayim. He says, B'dinei Adam, it's not a Shvuah. But he says, you do have to keep the Shvuah, B'dinei Shemayim. What does that mean? So there's Avnei Nezer, Yeridei Simon Shinvav, that says, what's the pshat in all the shvuas that were kaid the matan Torah? Avimelech and Avraham made a shvua. The others made shvuas. Yosef made a shvua. He says, also, what's the pshat in the shvua that we have to keep matan Torah? The shvua that we have to keep matan Torah. What's the pshat in that? Manashach. If there's no Torah, what does it mean there's a shvua? It's not one of the shiva mitzvahs b'nei nayach. So how can you have a shvua to keep the Torah? What's mechayiv of the shvua? So Avnei Nezer says, Vaistais is a svara, a muskel that's mechayiv you to keep a shvua. A shvua is a muskel. You don't need any mitzvah to mechayiv you to keep a shvua. And he says, that's a pshat in the Rimagash. Avad the hilcha shvua doesn't have. It's not halachic shvua. Halachic shvua is only when you say it, not when you write it down. But writing it down is enough that you have the svara of the shvua, you have the seichel of the shvua. Rather than Avnei Nezer holds, it only applies with the shvua that you have, a benel mechaveroi. To someone else. Not a shvua you make for yourself, you don't have such a svara. But that shtickle's not mukrich. Maybe a shvua be'etzim is a svara, a seichel. You make a shvua. You nishu b'chaya melech, you make a shvua b'shem, avada. You can't, you have to keep your word. And that's what the Rimagash means, is a dina shemayim. So maybe that could also be an explanation in the Ksais. Even though it's b'chlal and a shvua l'gabe karma l'gabe malchus, it doesn't have a halacha of a shvua. But still, avadi mechayiv to keep the shvua, and now it also mechayiv you to sell your house in order to pay the chayiv. Avadi mechayiv shvua you're going to have, even though like the Rimagash is lush and it's a shvua b'dinei shemayim, not b'dinei adam. These are the two mahalchim you could say to explain the ksais, why the ksais holds it, even lefi the Ramban and the Rosh that holds it's not a shvua, they don't get malchus and carbon, you're still mechayiv to keep the shvua, there's still a chayiv shvua here. Either Nishpati Vakayim is the Mechayim, or the Svar to Seichel's Mechayim, like the Rimagash and Simon Kuv Chavav. And now let's see the next Mishnah, the Mishnah Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, Shvua Shlo Eichel Kikazu, Shvua Shlo Eichlene, Shvua Shlo Eichlene, V'Ochle Nechayim V'Lachas. If someone makes a Shvua that he won't eat this Kikar, and then he made another Shvua that he won't eat it, he's only Chayiv once. The second Shvua is not Chal, it's a Shvua on a Shvua. It's a shvua l'kayim, it's a shvua. It's like nishba l'kayim, it's a mitzvah. Ein shvua chal shvua. So the Gemara asks, Lamu l'misni shvua shle eichel, shvua shle eichlena? Why did it switch? That's a Rashi's mind with the question. Why did it switch from shvua shle eichel, meaning I won't eat the kikar, to shvua shle eichlena, I won't eat it, meaning the entire thing? So the Gemara says, Hakamash, tamad amar shle eichel, v'had amar shle eichlena, d'loi mechayev ala achada, it's only if he first says shvua shle eichel, and then afterwards he says shvua shle eichlena, then he's only chayiv once. But if he first says shvua shle eichlena, and then he made a shvuah shel eichel, then he'd be chayiv twice. And that would go like Rav, because Rav says, the Amar Rav, a shvuah shel eichel ki gazu, kev shalach amen kazay is chayiv. Shel eichlena in a chayiv et sheichel is kula. If someone makes a shvuah shel eichel, then he's chayiv if he eats a kazayis. He didn't say eat the whole thing. He said eat the kikar, meaning eating a kazayis from the kikar, that's called an achil of the kikar. Mashegin lo yechlena means eating the entire kikar. So he's not chayiv till he ate the whole thing. So Rashi's mazbe, so azai. If he first made the shvuah shel eichlena, so then he'd only be chayiv if he ate the entire kikar. Now he makes a shvuah shel eichel. So he's being meisif. The second shvuah is limiting him more, because in the first shvuah, he can eat from the kikar as much as he wants. As long as he doesn't finish it, he didn't violate the shvuah. Mashenkin shvuah shel eichel, he's already violated the shvuah with the gazayis. So the meisif, both shvuahs are michal. Shvuah shel eichel is not just making a shvuah we already had a shvuah. It's being meisif. The first shvuah is only on eating the whole thing. The second shvuah is being meisif even eating gazayis. So therefore, the second shvuah will be chal. And if he eats the kikar, he would have both chiyuvim. One for eating a kazayis, and the other for finishing the kikar. But if he first says shvuah shel eichel kikazu, which means that he can't even eat a kazayis, and now he says shvuah shel eichlena, it's already asif him to eat the whole thing. He's not allowed to even eat a kazayis. So mele, the shvuah shel eichlena is not chal, because it's already covered by the shvuah shel eichel, that's why he's only chayiv one. Atkan the gemara. So there are two very interesting nidainim that comes after the Gemara, two akashas of achrainim from this Gemara on very yeshitas, like we'll explain. We'll discuss two of them. The first nakuda is like this. We already discussed, I'm going to go over this a little bit, on the sugya and afchav gimel medbeis. What's a din if someone says shvuah shel eichel? Is there a din of chatzi shir? Is it in issa min ha-Torah, shvuah shel eichel is only for itzik azayis is chayiv, the Gemara says. But if he eats less than a gazayis, is there a chiyuv? Is there an issur d'oraisa of chatzis shir? There's no chiyuv. Is there an issur d'oraisa of chatzis shir asur min ha-Torah? The Rishonim have a machlokes about it. There are three shitas b'emesin. There is a shita of the Ramban and the Ritva and the Chedushi Aran held this way, that no, there's no din of chatzis shir asur min ha-Torah, because my isurim, the pshat is that really, nevela, trefa, chazir, whatever the issur is, Be'etzim, the thing is Be'etzim Aser. There's an Isser on the thing. Now, what's the din of Kazayis? That's a Tanai. You're not Chayiv until you do Kazayis. So now we have the Chatzis She'asim in a Torah, that the din of Kazayis is also Lagabi the Chiyuvim. But Lagabi, this is the Raisa you already have, even with the Chatzis She'ah. Mashenk and Shvuah, Shvuah, there's nothing wrong with it. You made a Shvuah not to eat it. So Kumtais is an Isser to eat it, because that will be a Chil Dibur. That will be that you're being over on what you said. So, Mel, if you ate less than a kazayis, you never even what you said. It doesn't pass the inyan of chatzi shir. The shvuah was on a kazayis. So, Mel, a chatzi shir will be mutta. That's what some Rishonim hold. There wouldn't be a din of chatzi shir asim in a Torah by shvuah, because there's nothing wrong with the chayfetz. It's only violating the words of your shvuah. As long as you didn't violate the words of the shvuah, you didn't do anything wrong. Not daimet to nevela or chazir and that, which bats him its treif, you need a shir for chayuvim. But an issa deraisa you have even with less than a shir. And then you have the shita. So shita's a Rambam. And also the Ran on the Rif holds that way. That there is a din of chatzis shir. But there's two ways to understand that. That's what we explained then. One way is like the Ran is mashma, the Ran on the Rif, that says that chatzis shir is the pshat chazalitz terufei. The pshat in chatzis shir is, the issa deraisa is to eat anything which if you would eat more of the same thing, you'd be chayiv. Das alein is the Isser. So it doesn't make a difference if it's Be'etzim Treif, or it's only Chil Dibur, whatever it is. L'may cigarette, if you eat an entire kazayis, you're chayiv. If you eat half a kazayis, if you continue eating the same thing, you'd be chayiv. So male, it's called Chazal Tshuveh, it could be Mitztarif with the other half. Das alein is the Isser, that's what makes an Isser deraisa. But we explain that, and there's a machlokes apeskim, if you hold chatzis shir is also by shvuah, also midereisa, is that only when you set stam, shvuah shel eichel, and the din is yichayev by kazayis, so then there's a din of chatzis shir. Mashengen, if you specify shvuah shel eichel kazayis, or let's say in our case, where you said shvuah shel eichlena, you said about a kikah shvuah shel eichlena. So you specified in the Shavua that you're not going to be chayiv until you eat the whole thing. So there's a shayla in the Paiskim. The Torah says even in that case, there's a din of chatzi she'asim in HaTorah. And the chayiv svar is, it's the same chazil s'rufei. Doesn't matter if you said Shavua shlo yechel, and we neman it's kezayis, because tam achil is b'kezayis, or you specified Shavua shlo yechel kezayis, or you said Shavua shlo yechlena, either way, it's chazil s'rufei. So there's a din, it's asim in HaTorah. Now the Shach and the Mishnah Lamelech, they all know. If you said Shavua shlo yechel, so kumtes, what you meant was is betzim in isra achila. Now the chiv is b'kezayis. So if you eat less, that's a chatzi shir. Now shengen, if you say shvua shleichel kezayis befeirish, or you say shvua shleichlena, so then the whole shvua is only on a kezayis. It's not that the shvua is be'etzim on the achila and the shir is a kezayis. The whole shvua is only kezayis. On that you don't say chatzi shir. And we will marich then to explain, because the avnum is very bothered. What does that mean? It sounds like they hold that when you make a shvua specifically on a kezayis, so unless the kezayis is not nichol in your shvua, so there's no din of chatzi shir. Masha'en ken, if you made a shvua stam, even though you're only chayiv in a kezayis, you meant that the shvua should even be less than a kezayis, but not linyan chiyuv. How would you do that? You can't make a shvua should be chal, but it shouldn't be chayiv. It's not biyadcha to do such a thing. So we spoke then that the pshat is, the shach and the mishnah melech hold, that the way the shvua works is, it's chavsa chaloy sisr, and the chiv is a kezayis, just like regularly Surah Torah. If you say shvua shleichel kezayis, or male, there is no chaloy sisr less than a kezayis. If you say shvua shleichel, there is a chaloy sisr, it's just the chiv is a kezayis. Now, the shach here asks the following question. He's going on the tour, and the Shulchan Aruch that paskins, that by shvua shleichlena, even when you said shleichlena, I'm not going to eat the entire thing, there's still a din of chatzi she'asim in HaTorah. So, frech the shach, then the following question. If the Torah indeed holds that way, there's also a machlekes rishonim. What's the din if someone says a shvua that I won't eat a chatzi shir of nevela? The Gemara says, according to Rish Lakish, that when you make a shvua that you won't eat a chatzi shir of nevela, it's chal the shvua. The question is that Rish Lakish l'shitasei? Because he holds a chatzi shir is not asim in HaTorah. So in Mele, you don't have an Isidir Aisati the Chatzi Shir, just an Isidir Abanan. And in Mele, you make a Shvuah, and an Isidir Abanan, the Shvuah is Chal. Mashiach in the fear of Yechanan, that holds the Chatzi Shir as Asim in HaTorah. So even a Shvuah that you won't eat a Chatzi Shir is also not can't be Chal. It's a Nishbal Lekayim Esamitsu, won't be Chal. There's already an Isidir Aisati the Chatzi Shir. So you make a Shvuah, not eat a Chatzi Shir. It's Nishbal Lekayim Esamitsu, won't be Chal. The Rashba holds that way. But Taisus, and the Ran, they hold not the way. Taisus holds that since it's not an Issa Lav, and it's not even an Issa Asay, it's just a Ribuy, so Mele Tshayich for a Shvua to be Chal on it. And the Ran says a little differently, since the Issa is not Mefurish B'Teira, the din of Hashnishbal Kaimas Amitzah is Dafka by a Mitzah, which is Mefurish B'Teira, Chatzi Shia is not Mefurish B'Teira, so Mele Shvua could be Chal on it. So Frech the Shachazai, the Bach learns up in the Torah that the Torah holds like the Rashba. The Bach holds not clear in the Torah, but the Bach holds that the Torah holds that a Shvuah is not Chal on a Chatzi Shir Nevela. So, Frech the Shach, how is the Torah going to Shtim L'Shitasei? The Torah holds that even when you say Shvuah Shlo Yechlena, you said Lehedya, that you're not going to eat the whole thing, there's still a din of Chatzi Shir Asim in HaTorah, because it's still Chazal Tzruvei. It's still a Chatzi Shir. And the Bach time is that the Torah holds a Shvuah can't be Chal on a chatzi shir of nevela. So, oy bazoi, what's pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says that when you first say shvua shloyechlena, which you only chayiv if you eat the whole thing, and then you say shvua shloyechel, with the chayiv even if you eat a kezayis. So then you chayiv shtayim, because the shvua shloyechel is meisif on the shvua shloyechlena, like we explained. But if you're going to say these two things, aleph, that even when you say shvua shloyechlena, there's a din chatzi she'asim in HaTorah, to eat a chatzi shir. And you're going to say, like the Bach says in the Torah, that when you make a shvua not to eat a chatzi shir nevela, since it's already asim in the rice, the chatzi shir asim in the Torah, the shvua is not chal. Not like Taisus that holds that if it's not alive in an assay, or like the Ran that holds it's not mefurish b'teira, the shvua is chal in chatzi shir. No, you're going to name on it's not going to be chal. That's a Rash B'Shit. You're going to name on the Torah also holds that way. So, oy bezay, how could it be that shvua shleichel could be chal and shvua shleichlena? Anytime you say shvua shleichlena, Now, even though you only chayv when you eat the whole thing, but there's a chatzis shir tea part of it, and the shvur shleichel is a shvur on the chatzis shir. A shvur on the chatzis shir is not chal. Das vek the shach, simen reish lam echesiv katan yud beis. And the Avnei Meluim, and the tshuvas at the end of Avnei Meluim, simen yudalit, he says, mikayach that he argues in the bach. And he says, and vayis tais the tur has to hold, like taisis, like the ran, that a shvur is chal on the chatzis shir of nevela. Because you see, the Torah which holds beferish that I'm shvur shleich lena is also a din of chatzishir, and still the Gemara is mefurish that a shvur shleich eichel is chal and a shvur shleich lena. Vice dice, a shvur could be chal and chatzishir asim in a Torah, but that's not like the Bach's pshat in the Torah. So the Chasam Sofer and the Gilyan Marashah there in Reish Lamed Ches, they say the pshat's like this, that ein echinami. When you say Shvur Shleich Lena, already everything is asumi deraisa al tzchatzi shir, Shvur Shleichel really is not being meisiv on it. But the thing is, if let's say part of this kika would get burnt, so that would be the end of your Shvur. Once part of the kika gets burnt or destroyed, so then there is no more Shvur Shleich Lena, because there's no way you could be over on the Shvur, because you have to eat the entire thing. And if part of it gets burnt or destroyed, that's it. Now, there is no shvur left. So now there won't be din of chatzishir anymore. So that's why the shvur shla'echel could be chal, even though kol's man, the kikur is around in its entirety, it's not being meis if anything, because everything's already asmi deraisal chatzishir. But if, let's say, a part of the kikur would be destroyed, and now there wouldn't be any way to be over on the shvur, so then you'd be allowed to eat it, because it wouldn't be a chatzis shir anymore. The shvur is gone, and the shvur shla'echel is asking you. So that's why the shvur shla'echel could be chal, because it's being meisif and isser if part of the kikah gets burnt. Azay is a teretz. For Reb Chaim Eizer, in Achiezer Chelik Bey, Simen Chaval of Sifkat and Gimel, he says a lamdish a teretz. He says, even if the tur holds that a shvur is not chal on a chatzis shir nevela, he still holds that the Torah would hold that a shvur would be chal on a chatzi shir of a shvur when he says shvur shleichel kazayis or shvur shleich lena. There's a big chiluk, he says. He says a gevaldiki yisait, mayridiki yisait. He said there are two timing for chatzi shir asim in a Torah, it says in the Gemara Numa. There's one time because it's the xeris akas of kol chelev. Kol chelev is mayim b'chatzi shir. There's another time of a svara of chazil tzirufei. So Zog to Reb Chaim Eizer that there are two different lamdasin in the Isser of Chatzishir. Kol Chelev is a pshat, stam an Isser. That's how he wants to learn. Kol Chelev is stam an Isser. It's not yene Isser of Nevelo or Chazir of Echuli. It's stam an Isser. Chazir of Tzeruvei is the pshat that you have yene Isser. Because this piece of Nevelo can be starved with another piece of Nevelo, so kumteis you being over the issa nevela when you eat it. That's the svar of chazal tzirufei. That's mamish, you have the issa nevela. You're just not chayiv. You have to eat exayis for the chayiv. But since it's chazal tzirufei, that means that it's be'etzim, it's yena issa nevela, it's yena issa chazir, it's yena issa trefa. So kol chaylev means stam. The fact that it's a chatzishir, the fact that if you eat more of it, it'll be asr. Thus alein is a naya issa of kol chaylev. It's not the issur of nevela. It's not yena issur that when you ate the shir. It's stam, the fact that it's a chatzik azayis, that does alone is asur. Chazis shufei already is that issur itself in a smaller form. In the larger form, it's chayim. In the smaller form, it's asur midiraisa. Zogtib chayim azur, by shvur, you can't have both. You can't have that it's yena issur shvur, it's not. Shvur is layachal devare. There's nothing wrong with it, like we said that svara from some rishonim. Be'etzim, there's nothing wrong with it. So misat chazal shufa, that's how he's learning. Which the way he's learning of chazal shufa means we'll have that isser of nevela and that you can't have by shvur. All you can have is the zaitik isser of kol chaylev, that stam exeris akasav, that since if you ate more of it, it'll be aser, so mele it's aser. But that's the kol chelev dikah isser. That's not the isser of shvur. It's not like you have a kleiner isser shvur here. You have an isser because since you can mitzayif with something else, and then you'll be chayif. So meila, you're not allowed to do it. That's the isser deraisa. But the Svar of Chazit Shuvah is more than that. The Svar of Chazit Shuvah is it's Nevela. Not Vos. You have to eat a whole Kazayas to be Chayiv, but for the Isser, it's already Asser. That you can't have by Shvua, because it's not Treif. It's Chil Dibur. Chil Dibur is only when you ate the whole thing. So what do you have? You have the Kol Chalev. The Kol Chalev is the Pshat. Stop any time that it's a Chatzis Shia, it's Asser. But it's not Yena Isser. It's a new Isser of Chatzis Shia. A different type of Isser in Gansen. So Zogta, Mechai Meizah, so Eiva Zoy, when you make a Shvua not eat a Chatzis Shia of Nevela, of Treifa, of Chazir and that, v'chuli. There the Dasatur is, it's not Chal, because it's also Treif. You're making an Isser not to eat something which is Be'etzim Asser, it's not Chal v'Isser, not Chal v'Shvua. Bashein Cain, when you make a shir, when you make a shmua not to eat a chatzi shir of a shmua, that lekuli alma is chal. That lekuli alma, we're going to say, it's not really usher. It's an ayadin of kol chelav that it's usher midirais, it's not really called an isser. If it's chazal tzdrufei, if it's mamish treif, and you have the isser of chazal tzdrufei, it's just v'chiv, you need a whole kazayas. But the isser is already there by half, so shmua is not chal on that. Because you're making a shvua on the Issa of Nevela. Not the Issa to Mechayev, but the Issa to Reisa. Mashain Kain, if the Pshat is, you can't say that. You can't say the story of Chazus Yufid, it's Mamash Yena Isser. It's just, you didn't have the Shia to Mechayev. You have to say it's a whole different din, a din of Kol Chalev. That din of Kol Chalev, a shvua could be Chalon. So he wants to say, big Kedushin Lefizat, that even if you hold the shvua can't be Chalon, a Chatzis Shia of Nevela, but he wants to say L'mashal Yom Kippur, which is also a din of Chatzis Shia. He also holds Yom Kippur also the Pshat. It's Be'etzim, you need Inui. The Shia of Yom Kippur of the Kesevis is less than that. It's not Yisuvei Daiti. You still have an Inui. So you didn't make an Ois Inui. So Be'etzim, it's nothing. Now, the Issa of Chatzis Shia is not because you already ate, you already did the Issa in a smaller Shia, you already did the Issa in a small life, and you didn't. You're still being Ma'ani yourself. If you ate less than the kezevis, there's no yisuvei daita, you're still being mekayim the din inui. It's tam a din of kol chelev, shu will be chal on that. And who a din, these things are achreinim klar, like let's say it won't be chazil sterufei. Lamashal, he says, you make a shvu and ati the chatzis shir at the very end of the naziris. But even that it won't be chazil sterufei, because by the time you finish the chatzis shir, the naziris will be over already. Or you make a shvua not to eat a chatzis shir of chametz at the end of Pesach. Then it won't be chazis terufei, because by the time you finish the chatzis shir, it won't be Pesach anymore. So there he says, you don't have the din of chazis terufei. So mel, it's not the isser in the smaller form. That's only when it's chazis terufei. You'll have the din of kol chelev. On kol chelev, a shvua is chal. That's Reb Chaim Meizah's pshat. And now one more kasha from this gemara on Yisayf and Achrein, and this time Yisayf from Reb Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Kveig says a Meir Dikki Yisayin. Like we said, Kamer Yishayinim hold that even if you make a Shvua, Nati the Chatzis Shein Avel, even if your Chatzis Shein is Asim and Ateya, but you make a Shvua, Nati the Chatzis Shein Avel, it is Chal. And you're over on the Shvua of Yid Chatzis Shein Avel. As I state in Rambam, like we said, it's a Machlaikis Yishayinim. The Rajba holds it's not Chal, but Taisis and the Ran holds it is Chal, and that's what the Rambam holds also. Even though we hold Chatzis Shir is Asim and Ateya, but since it's not Chayiv V'chlal, it's not an Issa Lav, it's not an Issa Rasei, a Shvua could be Chal in the din of Chatzis Shir. Zogdeh B'Kivega, it's in Shuva Simen Ayin Dalet. I mean, Shuva Simen Ayin Vav. Zogdeh B'Kivega, that you make a Shvua not to eat a Chatzis Shir Nevela, and you eat a Chatzis Shir Nevela, you Chayiv Al Shvua. But if you continue eating the Nevela, and you eat an entire Kesayis of Nevela, then you're not Chayiv on the Shvua. Then you only chayev al tznevela. A gewaldige chiddush. He's medayke from the Rambam. The Rambam perkei alach hazayin in Shua says Shua shall echel kol shu min nevela su treifas va'achel pachas mikazayin schayev v'shua she'einim mushbal chatzis shir mehar Sinai. You make a shua and a chatzis shir and you ate a chatzis shir, then you chayev. What if you didn't entire shir? So then you putter on the shua. Because then already it's mushba v'oimid. Zogdeh B'Kivega, then the entire thing is called Mishba V'ayimid. If all you ate was a Chatzis Shir, so Kumtes, what you ate is not an Issa Nevela. It's an Issa Chatzis Shir. A Shvua is Chal an Issa Chatzis Shir. But what you ate is not an Issa Nevela. So Mela, Yechayev Al Tzishvua. Mashenka, when you ate a whole Shir, so what you ate is an Issa Nevela. If it's an Issa Nevela, so an Issa Shavua can't be Chal, and an Issa Nevela, that's a din. It's Nishma L'kayim Issa Mitzvah Yipater. So Meli only Chayiv if Yidah Chatzi Shia. And Gavaldi Gehecha Timsa. When you have a Hecha Timsa person, he eats less than a Kazayis, he's Chayiv a carbon. But he continues eating and finishes the Kazayis, and he's Pater from the carbon. According to Rabbi Kmege, it is the Hecha Timsa. He makes a Shavua not to eat a Chatzi Zayis in the Velas. He eats a chatzis kezayis, he stops there, he's chayv a carbon shvuah, but he continues eating and finishes the whole kezayis. Then he's potter on the carbon because then itaka was over the issa of nevela, and the issa shvuah is not going to be chal on this in nevela. So the Achreinim asking Reb Kveger from our sugya. It says here klar that if you say shvuah shlo yechlena, and then you say shvuah shlo yechel, zok di gemar yechayv shtayim. Mechayv tati zok di gemar. According to Bekveget, it's not true. Because when he said Shuvah Shleich Lena, and he can't eat now the whole kikar, then he said Shuvah Shleich Lena, and he asks himself if eating part of the kikar. So if he eats part of the kikar, so he's chayav because of the second Shuvah, fine. But if he finishes the kikar, then according to Bekveget's lomdus, once he eats the shir, so then he doesn't have a chayav from the first Shuvah then. He has a chayav from the first Shuvah, I mean, so he won't have a chayav from the second Shuvah. Just like when you make a Shuvah and not eat a chatzis shir of nevela, Rabbi Kveger says if you eat an entire shiv of nevela, you're not going to be chayiv on that shvuah. So who would then, when he said shvuah shleich lena, and now he said shvuah shleich eichel, so the shvuah is chal, it's being meisah for kezayis, he eats the kezayis, and that'll be chayiv for the second shvuah, but he finishes it, so now, my friend, he won't be chayiv for the second shvuah. He should only be chayiv for the first shvuah, and the Gemara says mechayiv tarti. The Gemara says chayiv twice, according to Kveger, it's not true. Mamash from a first Gemara connected to Kveger, as a fagin achreinim. Now there's a teretz, which both the Stipler, Kilis Yaakov here, and Shuas and Simeon Yates, and the Mishas of Aaron and the Durim, and Simeon Yates of Kot and Ches, they're both mechavim to the same vart. They say there's a difference between a shvuah, not to eat a chatzis shiv of nevela, and you ate an entire kezayis of nevela, and a shvuah not to eat an entire kikar, and then you made a shvuah not to eat the kezayis of the kikar, and you ate the entire kikar. Because the Yisayda Dvarim of Rebbe Kveg is like this. If you only ate a chatzis shir, so you never were over on the issa of nevela. So what you ate is not a chiv of nevela. There's no issa nevela on what you ate. This is of chatzis shir, asim in a Torah. But the pshat is, it's not called achilas nevela, because it's less than a shir. So mevela, the shvu is chal on it. Masha'en came once you ate a kezayis of nevela. So kumtais, every mashu is called an achilas nevela. Every mashu goes into the din of a nevela. That's not lacha. When you have a shir, so it's not the pshat, he only ate nevela, the last drop that you ate. Every single thing is part of the shir. So mele zok to be kivega, so you can't be chayiv on the shvuah for eating the chatzis zayis of nevela. Once you ate a whole kezayis of nevela, even the chatzis zayis of nevela had a teiris achilas nevela on it. The teiris achilas nevela is on every mashu of the nevela. So mele, if you eat the entire thing, you're not chayiv on the shvuah. By Shvuah, you don't say that. By Shvuah, even after he ate the whole kikar, the is chil dibur. The is because you violated the Shvuah. The violation of the Shvuah is not the pshat that every drop is a violation of the Shvuah. The violation of the Shvuah is when you finished it. That is the violation. Everything else is b'chlal, not a violation. By nevela, the pshat is, you ate nevela. No, you didn't have a shear. Once you had a shear, so that everything you ate is part of the shear, it's part of the chashivas. You did the issa of eating nevela. Didn't have the chashivas of a shir. You have the chashivas of a shir. You chayav on everything. By shenki and by shvuah, it doesn't work that way. By shvuah, and this, even if you say that you say chatzis shir asim atari by shvuah, but it's a different thing. It's not the pshat that every drop goes into the shir. The issa is the chil dibur. The chil dibur is when you finish it. That is the chil dibur. Less than the shear is nothing. It's not shot less than the shear, but etzim you have it, but you need a t'nai, you need a shear. So when you mekayim the t'nai, then every drop is part of the iser. Less than the shear is nothing. Less than the whole kikar is nothing. There's no chil dibur b'chlal. So mele b'chai gavner b'kveg wouldn't say is chiddush. So it's not shrener b'kveg. Even though when you have a shvur shleich l'chatzis shir nevela, you ate a shir nevela, so kumtais you can't be chayiv on the chatzis shir yed as a shvur. Because that chatzis shir goes into the shir nevela. Now, Shengi by Shvuah, if you say Shvuah Shleich Lena, and then you say Shvuah Shleich Kezayis, Shvuah Shleich, which is Chayiv Kezayis, So even after you eat the whole thing, but the gezayis you ate, that wasn't part of the chil dibur. So mel, that's why you chayiv shtayim, even according to Bekvega. That's the teretz of Bayan and the stipler on the kasha and Bekvega.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.